Ock dropped by socialists for not being anti-Israel enough. By Joel B. Polak on July 11, 2024. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, or Ock, who has led opposition to Israel in Congress, lost her endorsement Wednesday by the National Leadership of the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, for not being anti-Israel enough. In a statement, the DSA listed its reasons for rescinding its endorsement. These included the fact that Ock voted in favor of a resolution declaring that objecting to Israel's right to exist amounted to anti-Semitism, that she signed a letter backing the Iron Dome, the anti-terror missile defense system developed by Israel to protect civilians, and that she recently participated in a panel discussion with two experts on anti-Semitism who oppose boycotts of Zionists. Ock has been known as a Democratic Socialist since running for Congress in 2018. The DSA's break with her is less a sign that she has moved to the center, and more a symptom of the DSA's increasingly radical opposition to Israel. The statement reads, in part, "We recognize that Ock has taken many courageous positions on Palestine, such as co-sponsoring several House resolutions, 3103, 786, 496, naming Israel's genocide, as well as opposing House Resolution 894. However, members have raised their concerns regarding a number of her votes, including a vote in favor of H.R.8.88, conflating opposition to Israel's right to exist with anti-Semitism." Ock also co-signed a press release on April 20, 2024, that supports strengthening the Iron Dome and other defense systems. Finally, Ock recently hosted a public panel with leaders from the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, lobbyists for the IRA definition of anti-Semitism. On this panel, anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism were conflated and boycotting Zionist institutions was condemned. "This sponsorship is a deep betrayal to all those who've risked their welfare to fight Israeli apartheid and genocide through political and direct action in recent months, and in decades past." A national DSA endorsement comes with a serious commitment to the movement for Palestine and our collective socialist project. "We must endorse candidates who enthusiastically seek a relationship with DSA. And the National Political Committee, as the highest body of the organization between conventions, is responsible for setting the criteria we establish for national endorsements. Chapters have a responsibility to make this clear to their endorsed candidates when applying for a national endorsement. The NPC is committed to ensuring that all of our elected officials are unabashed in their support for Palestinian freedom. To build a socialist movement that's capable of defeating capitalism, we must demand more from leaders in our movement." Ock has spread anti-Israel propaganda since the October 7 terror attacks. She even blamed the Abraham Accords, a peace agreement between Israel and several Arab states, for the war. She accused Israel of genocide in a passionate speech on the floor of Congress, and campaigned for Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, who adopted a radical pro-Palestinian position before being unseated in a primary race last month. That was evidently not good enough for DSA. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.